And Father, we just yield to the Holy Spirit tonight to train your people in your ways. Give us utterance and give us understanding. We bless every person under the sound of our voice. And may this word come alive like never before to bless us with insight and revelation that we can walk in the supernatural. We thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for the kingdom. Help us as we study this word to see, to hear, see, and understand, believe, apply, and receive. We thank you for it. We thank you. We need the Holy Spirit. We know it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by your Spirit. We're here gathered in your name. Make these scriptures come alive in every person under the sound of our voice. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. What happens when your faith meet Jesus, the real doctor?
Hallelujah.
Mark chapter 5. What happens when your faith meet Jesus, the real doctor? I'm going to read from Mark 5, 25 out of the Amplified Bible. It said better. And there was a woman who had a flood of blood for 12 years. And I want you to understand, as I read, I'm not against hospitals and doctors, but I'm quite aware they can go only so far. And if it's a real hospital, if it's a real doctor, they will tell you, I can try to help you as much as I can, but I'm not the healer. Verse 26 says, and who had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but instead grew worse. I've seen some of that. I've seen some of that in my lifetime as a pastor. She had heard the report concerning Jesus, and she came up behind him in the throne and touched his garment. I'm reading out the Amplified Bible, verse 28. For she kept saying, don't stop saying. If I only touch his garment, notice what the Amplified Bible says here, I shall be restored to health. I shall be restored to health. If I only touch his garments, I shall be restored to health. And immediately her flood of blood was dried up at the source. And suddenly she felt in her body that she was healed of her distressing ailment. And Jesus, verse 30, recognizing in himself that the power proceeded from him, had gone forth. Glory to God. Turned around immediately in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples kept saying to him, you see the crowd pressing hard around you from all sides, and you ask who touched me? Still, he kept looking around to see her who had done it. But the woman knowing, nothing like knowing for yourself. But the woman knowing what had been done for her, though alarmed and frightened and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. I notice verse 34. It's good in the King James, any verse, verse 34. Yeah, I'm just going to read in the Amplified, but it's good. It's good for anybody who won't operate by faith. Because he said in the King James, daughter, thy faith has made you whole. Right?
Yes.
All right, so in the Amplified, he said to her, daughter, your faith, your trust, and confidence in me, springing from faith in God, has restored you to health. Has restored to what?
Health.
Health. Go in peace and be continuously heal. What that mean? That help. And freed from your distressing bodily disease. What happened? I heard the Holy Ghost. What happened when your faith meet Jesus, the real doctor? There are scriptures we must look at. Isaiah 53:5. Look at that for a moment. Isaiah 53:5. And then we're going to touch on some insight, because this is almost virgin territory in the body of Christ, seeing Jesus as the real doctor. We've been pulled aside to everybody else. We pray, but we don't trust. We run. One of the first things when you get a report that is against your body, what can I do naturally? What can I do? Just say it like it is. What can I eat? To help my prayer change what I'm dealing with. But we have been put in the realm of fear. The first pain, we gone. We have not given God time to show us what to do. And don't feel bad about it. This is the world training. The church got into the world training. And I'm going to try to bring you out where you can see tonight how you should handle when your body attack. When your body attack, most probably is something you done. Because you know you're stronger than Satan. Yes, so Satan can't put nothing on you automatically. He has to have, he's not going to get permission from God. So he has to get permission from you. Not operating in faith, fear, and keep doing the same thing that causes it to happen. Y'all understanding me? We're in a whole new territory now. This is a new fight. The fight of faith now can be fought powerful by Christian if Christian know how to cooperate with spiritual laws. Write that down, spiritual laws. There's laws. We can't break the law and expect to stay out of jail. Satan right now is waiting to arrest you in some topic of sickness or disease, because he knows if you do the wrong thing, he can do it. Yes, sir. It's quiet in you, isn't it? That's okay. It's okay. I know what's going on now. You're going to have to know more than you know, because this is just a touch of the mess. But if you know what to do and how to cooperate with Jesus, the doctor, the real doctor, you won't be in line with everybody else. Now, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will come in real heavy tonight, because he been waiting on this for his children's eyes to come open and not just be regular people and just crowded up with everybody else going through the same thing. That shouldn't happen to you as a child of God. No, it's been going on a long time, but it shouldn't happen to you as a child of God. You should live a different life. You should live a more powerful life. You should live more of a free life. But you have to know how to flow, and you have to know how to function in the spirit of, with the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, in Isaiah 53. I told you 55. 53:5. Talking about Jesus now. But he's wounded for our transgression. Thank God. Yes. Bruised for our iniquity. Thank God. Chastised our people upon him. Thank God. That's 4 or 5 things, right? But then he said, and with his stripes, we are healed. So even if your body is saying something sick, You have to know I am healed. Say it. Don't care how long it's been going, this woman did it for 12 years. But she heard about Jesus. Well, tonight you are here to go in the same position that woman went in to hear about Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will do it for you. This woman, go back to Mark 5. Let me talk about it a few moments because I got a lot of places to take you tonight. Mark 5. This case was incurable, and I don't know if this is a word, unhealable, but Jesus is heard about and contacted, and all reports change. Yes, sir. I see you. I see you if you're listening. Yes, sir. See, you got to contact him in faith. But also, now I know it's going to dampen the atmosphere with what the body of Christ has been taught, but faith and food must dance together. Yes. See, food come under a spiritual law.
Yes.
So, when you violate a spiritual law, Satan can point his finger at you. You head off the tree that he told you don't touch. It's not healthy for you. Are you following me? Y'all want to know the whole truth?
Yes.
Huh? All right. I got witnesses in here who made some changes and saved their own life right in here tonight. Saved their life by making changes. Didn't talk to all y'all because y'all been giving to other ideas. She followed what our pastor told her to do, and she alive today. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Many. All in other states. What do you call that stuff? MS with your muscle? Yep. Yeah. Walked out of it. Now, when I get a report on my body, and I do get reports, when I get a report on my body, I want to know what I can eat because I know how to pray. So the problem is not that you don't know how to pray. Okay, now, I mean, you know, they got some old little episodes coming. Trying to get y'all ready. Y'all be strong. All right. But Jesus is heard about and contacted, and all report changes. Listen, here's a word for you. It is time for all your reports to change into your health favor.
Amen.
By, watch this, by health faith being released. What I say? By what?
Health
faith, write it down. You haven't heard it before. Health faith being released. See, health faith can't be released if you helping the devil. Oh. But he always going to point his finger at that thing that you are disobedient in. And you're agreeing with your body when you should tell your body, shut up. Ain't nobody give me a high five on that. But I'm just trying to give you the truth that the Lord gave it to me. This is apostolic weather. This is government changing in the church, and the pastors have taken it as far as they can take it. It need the apostolic in the church to bring the church back to full government of God, which is health and a long satisfied life. No matter what try to attack you, there's an answer. No matter where you are tonight, there's an anointing that want to be imparted to you to put you in a satisfied position. No matter what the report is, you can change the report with a combination of your faith, willingness, and obedience and contacting Jesus. Nothing he can't change. If he can resurrect people out of the grave, he sure can get you out of sickness and disease. Now, by health faith being released, have health in God. Listen, he has designed his body to be healthy. You are his body. And he has designed his body to be healthy no matter what's going on around them. He said, no plague should touch your dwelling. Now, if you listen, the Holy Spirit is going to help you because you're going to make a divine connection tonight. You're going to receive divine direction. You're going to make divine changes. The Holy Spirit is going to talk to you personally and tell you what to do and what not to do. You're going to have to be ready to be obedient and walk with him. And don't listen to a lot of people around you telling you other things. Listen to the Holy Ghost. He had designed his body to be healthy. Sickness, come on now, listen. And diseases are weapons of deception. The enemy don't have the power to do it without giving him permission. So every one of us dealing with any type of sickness or disease is a weapon of deception that Satan has been using against you. And the word of God coming to you tonight with this woman with the issue of blood and all the doctors failed. She grew worse, but she heard about Jesus. So the same scenario in Mark 5 is in Word of Life Christian Center tonight. I don't know if you're going to do what the woman did, but you got the opportunity to do it because Jesus Christ is saying today, yesterday, and forever, his garment can still be touched by his child or his brother today. There's no such thing as incurable. There's no such thing as impossible. But changes have to be made. I know when you're lying. When I talk to my member, say, well, yeah, I'm doing everything. Now you're lying. Because everyone who did it got results. Why you ain't getting no result if you're doing what I told you to do? You lying. I'm going to keep praying for you, but you lying. I don't know how far we're going to be to go, but you lying. Boy, it's quiet in the house of God. But I like for it to be quiet. I like for it to be quiet. People can't lie when they're quiet. Listen to what I said now. Sickness and diseases, I'm going to give you some principles in a few minutes, are weapons of deception. You got that? They're a weapon of deception. They're not real. They don't have the right, not on you. Because he's wounded for your transgression. See, with his stripe, you were healed. He didn't say you're healed to a certain age. He said you're healed. You got to hold to that. Hold your faith to that. When you hold your faith to that, you're touching Jesus' garment just like that woman. So write this down, and it is time to deal with health confrontation and step into your health resolution. Psalm 139:14. Look at that verse. I love that verse. It was 37 years before I found that verse to understand what it meant. How we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is his work, and our soul knows right well. What is that saying? That's saying that your body has the ability to fight off sickness and disease. You were designed by God to be healthy. That's what it's saying. If you give your body, if you cooperate with your body will fight with you and you all will win.
Amen. Amen.
The church had not known this, how to fight in this area. Now, this is going to hurt, but it's the truth. I'm going to show it to you clearly. Our faith has been blocked by depending on substitutes for everything. Substitute. The world have designed substitute for your real faith according to your health. How many see what I'm saying? We are programmed for substitute, just like anybody else. But yet we say we're spiritual. We got to be different. You got Jesus in you, right? The Holy Spirit in you, right? Huh?
Yes, sir.
We got to be different. We got to have some more power than the world system.
Yes.
We can't be just like them.
Right.
We're supposed to be an example to them that I've been through that, but God got me out.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you how he got me out. I cooperate with him fully.
Amen.
So here's what we're going to do for when I start giving you these principles. And you remember that woman, she had gone through many physicians, but she found a real doctor.
Yeah.
Now, the sisters do not want you to find the real doctor because that's billions of dollars going to go down the hole. Your health has been commercialized and taken from you. I get my blood checked and they give me a report. I want to know what natural thing, what I can eat. I got my prayer. I know it's got to be on my end.
Yeah.
What can I put in this body to help it?
Yeah.
It works every time.
Yes,
you're scared. They got you scared. That's why you're running. You're scared. And you think that's the solution, but it's not the solution. What we're reading about with this woman, that's a solution. Oh, when believers start using their faith in that dimension, Lord have mercy. More people will get saved. You know, the pandemic, we panicking just like everybody else, running. We can't do that. We can't do it.
Amen.
So tonight we're here by faith to unfold. You might want to write this down. The mysteries of kingdom help. Number one, what kind of medicine this new doctor uses? What kind of medicine Jesus uses? Matthew 8:8, look at it quickly. We're going to go about four verses. What kind of medicine this new doctor uses? Matthew 8:8, quickly. The centurion answered and said, Lord, he's asking about his servant is sick. I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof. But give me a bottle of pills. But speak the word only. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And my servant shall be healed. How many of y'all believe the word can heal you? All right. How many of y'all believe that if you don't get your healing, it's something you're doing? How many of y'all believe that God has made you stronger than the devil?
Yes,
sir. So can you add that up?
Uh-huh.
All right. My body's sick. I'm stronger than the devil. He want me sick. Is there any kind of way I cooperated with him? Listen, I don't care what your family background. I don't care how many died for what. That's not the case.
Yes, sir.
That's what they done put on you so you can think like that, so you won't try to hold on. No, you can have your help.
Yes,
say, I can have my help right now in the name of Jesus. He's the same Jesus. And my faith can touch him the same way that woman's faith touch him.
Amen.
All right, now. You see, Matthew 8:8, he says, speak the word only. Now, look at Ezekiel 47:12. Unfamiliar scripture. Ezekiel 47:12. We're talking about what kind of medicine this new doctor uses. And by the river up on the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, that shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to this month, because their waters they issue out of, now I can't see the rest of it, the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof. God dog it, man. God dog. God dog. I didn't know that. God dog, man. Huh? On the internet, you got nutritionists will tell you what you're dealing with. They'll tell you what they have found out you can eat. Then your prayer work. Because if your prayer work, you ain't going to be long. If your prayer working, and I know all y'all prayer working, you got it, but you lost it right back. How many won't keep it? And I'm not talking about no, oh my goodness. I'm not talking about dying. Because you got to change a few things. Matthew 4:4. What this new doctor you? Man should not live by bread alone. So what's the strongest in your life, bread or the word?
Word.
I heard you. What's the strongest in your life, the bread or the word? I'm giving you the word, and I'm telling you the bread got to change. Hear what thus said the Lord tonight. Look at Psalm 107, verse 20. Then we're going to another principle. I'm with you. I'm for you. You understand? Look at me. I'm for you. I'm not going to fuss at you. I'm here to give you revelation that you can make a decision. But you got to make the decision yourself. You can't sit there and judge me. I come to tell you what thus said the Lord. I know if you do it, it's going to change. Might not be overnight. You didn't get there overnight. Psalm 107, verse 20 now. He sent his word and what?
Heal.
And deliver them from their destruction. That's what I'm here doing tonight. We're meeting a real doctor. That woman went to all those doctors, and instead of getting better, she got worse and broke. And I've seen what they said, and nothing else I can do. We're limited. They're limited. But he's not limited. Matter of fact, I want to show you something that might change your life tonight. Through secular eating and depending upon secular solutions, we have forfeited the power of supernatural help and help.
Amen.
I'm going to show you a scripture. I'm going to show you a scripture. I mean, your little 2-year-old child would be to tell you, Mama, listen. Through secular eating, when I say secular eating, I'm talking about eating the way everybody else eat. And depending upon, see, you eat secular, then you depend on secular solution. How many are with me now? All right. Through secular eating and depending on secular solution, pills and this and that, one shot after another shot, we have forfeited the power of supernatural help. Wow. Help and help. Wow. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Ooh, I'm gonna read out the Amplified Bible. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. I'll read it out the Amplified Bible. Now I'll read it out the King James so you can get a good, then I'll read it out the Amplified. Thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man. Wow. All your health has been in the doctor's hand. Y'all said that little feverish prayer, but you really were depending on that doctor more than you'd been on the prayer. So you didn't know what was happening to you. What happened to you, you let your body down by letting them feed you and shoot you. They're feeding you and giving you shots. They don't want to talk to me, Ralph. See, I'm here to help you now. That's why they feed you secular and give you a shot secular and they left the spirit out. Now, thank God for them. Most people be dead if they weren't out there. Because they haven't heard a message like this, that you can turn things around. You can keep taking your medicine and still turn it around. Might take a little longer because you got to fight the medicine too, but that's all right. But it'll turn around. Come on, talk to me in here. That woman had exalted her secular health. Those doctors couldn't do nothing. That day will come in your life.
Amen. Yes, it will.
You hear me? It will come in your life if you don't get a hold of what the Lord is saying to you right now. Don't wait too late. Amen. Thus said the Lord, cursed be the man. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man and make his flesh his arm and whose heart departed from the Lord. You say, I have never departed from the Lord. I love the Lord. Yeah, you depart when you hear the truth and don't act on it. Get mad about it. Don't do that. Go to six foot. For he shall be like the heat in the desert and shall not see when good cometh. Oh, my. Help coming. Say help coming.
To me now. I must see it.
And shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt and salt land and not inhabited. That's where we've been. Go to the next verse, because I want you to see the other side of it. Go to the seventh verse. Yes, you got a seventh verse? Yes. That thing must be freezing them back there. You know, the Lord telling us, you better go back to your Bible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, help me now. Yeah, help us. I sense your presence coming in here. Lord of God. Impart. I'm not here to impress you, but to impart to you things you can use supernaturally. You are designed to walk in supernatural help. Good God Almighty. See, I'm designed to walk in supernatural health, no matter what the report is. No matter how many doctors I've been to, and no matter what they say I can't have. I still, from listening at the word tonight, this woman, she went to many doctors. They didn't tell us how many. See? Didn't get better, she got worse. They tried. But when it comes down your body, you don't want no trying. Look at the seventh verse now. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord. Hallelujah. Who you trust in?
The Lord.
And whose hope the Lord is. That's shouting ground there, isn't it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I trust the Lord.
Yes.
The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He'll direct your path.
Yes.
He'll show you what to do.
Yes.
He'll show you where to go, what to take, when to stop, when to run.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he's a good God.
Yes.
His healing power and his health power is flowing through this house tonight. Based on his word. God's word is good. He said, my word will not return to me void, but it accomplishes what I sent it out to do.
Hallelujah.
And he's sending his word tonight for your health.
Yes.
Not healing. The healing will take place, but health.
Yes.
I don't care how nasty broccoli tastes. Broccoli is good for you, baby. And you better jam it on up in there. See, but we got all this foolish stuff. I don't like that, girl. I can't eat that. Force it down. It's medicine. It's medicine. Yeah. I just can't eat that. Yeah, you can. Let me sit down with you. I'll help you eat. As a pastor, I'll jump on you and push it down your mouth. Say, chew it. Go to the eighth verse, and I got to move to the next point. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. That's your health right there. Glory to God. Somebody say, glory to God. I feel healthy. Tell somebody, I feel healthy right now. Help cometh to me now. Stop following all that mass mind stuff and all them stories you're telling and what your aunt had, what your uncle had. Stop that mess. They were all eating the same thing. I got a young chef, went to all kind of school, and I got him cooking healthy. Found out I could eat a little chicken, eat the right kind of chicken. See, I've been studying. I stopped eating all that. But I found out there are certain fish you can eat. Oh, y'all getting happy now. Look at y'all. Hallelujah. I'm with you, Reverend. Glory to God. Jesus, I just thought you were talking about eating broccoli by itself. No. Jesus Christ. Let me give you another point now. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. And I want to make a statement here that will help you. Meditation activate faith help. Meditation. You got to spend time until God speaks to you. When you meditate, it activates, meditation activates faith held. Or held faith. Proverbs 4, and I need to read that in the NIV phrase. Y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, say hallelujah three times. I'm telling you, help is going down in you right now. Everything that had to be dealt with, I'm telling you, Jesus is dealing with it right now. I feel his presence. He wants his children to know the truth. Don't care how sour it looks, don't care how bad you feel, God wants you to know the truth that he did die for you, and you are healed, and you are healthy. Where he been? Right there waiting on you. You needed to hear the message. You gonna do it? You might fall off the truck. Don't be condemned. Jump back on the truck. You gonna do it? Why? Conviction. The Holy Ghost is gonna bring conviction. Your conscience is gonna change. You're not gonna be condemned. You're not gonna follow the crowd. The crowd don't know what you know. God need a remnant of his people to walk in health.
Yes.
Walk in wealth.
Yes.
Walk in wisdom.
Yes.
Walk in joy.
Yes.
Walk in peace.
Yes.
Walk in happiness.
Yes.
Walk in longevity.
Yes.
I believe he got some in here tonight.
Yes.
I believe he got some online tonight. That's why they're online.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Just give the Holy Ghost something to work with.
Yes.
You know what are the two things you give him? Willingness and obedience.
Yes.
Get him to work with it. You give that to him, and he'll do it every time. Don't accept no little sad, bad report, but you're not going to make it. Be like this all the rest of your life. No.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Proverb. I told you proverb, right? Shut down. Proverb.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. 4:20. Hallelujah. My son, attend to my word, consent and submit to my saying. See what he said? Consent and submit to my saying. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. For they are life to those who find them. And healing and help to all their flesh.
Amen.
All their flesh. Meditation activate health faith. Knowing how to walk, listen now, in finished health faith. That's Hebrews 12:1-2. Lay aside the weight. Yeah, lay aside. She is a weight. Oh my Lord, do I have to say it like that? Your eating have been a weight on your body. If you lay it aside, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, he'll do it for you.
Yes.
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is now set at the right hand of the Father. Now by revelation, if you hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you, you're going to sit down in hell. Not in heaven, down here on earth. You about to sit down, my girl, my child. You about to sit down in hell. You're going to say, my God, why I didn't know this? The church doesn't teach it. Pastors don't even know it. They're dying left and right with disease and sicknesses. Help belong to me. Help coming to my body right now. I am a healthy person. You can do this. It's making changes and your prayer working. So if my prayer working, why my manifestation is not here? I just told you. Make the changes. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you.
Amen.
Then black women can make anything taste good. We can cook it. So you can make anything taste good. Make the right thing taste good. You work with it long enough. Don't cook all the life out of it. You know that's what kind of food we eat. They just as dead as a dog. Just got shot with 3-shotgun. They cook all the life out of it. You want to try to make it taste good, better. No, let it taste a little raw. Let it have, you know what I'm saying? Let it have some life in your cell. You know, your cell say, what is she doing? You got Hebrews 12:1-2? Knowing how to walk and finish health faith? All right, I'm going to go a little faster now. Jesus is the healing and health specialist.
Yes.
He told us about a health anointing in Luke 4:18. Acts 10:38, it said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Huh? Oh, Lord. Let me, Holy Spirit, come on. The devil is sitting on your plate. I ain't gonna say it, but he just kept coming to say it. I ain't getting far for y'all, I'll tell you that. Get him off your plate. Just like he tricked Eve. Just like if you start studying and the Lord said, don't touch that. But you're still touching it. Because you lack it. The tree looked good to Eve. And told Eve, if you eat it, it's going to make you smarter than God. Same thing happening to the children of God now. That plate is telling you, eat this. You're smarter than that. But Jesus, when he met this temptation, he said, no, I ain't doing it. Help means being whole in spirit, soul, and body. It means being well. Then John chapter 5, 1 through 9, you read that, you'll see it. I believe health is a sanctification factor. Romans 12, 1 to 3, you know, you talk about the body, talk about the mind, talk about your faith. Hebrews 4, 12 say how the word of God can cut and divide it so you can make the right decision. That your body, listen to this now, that you, my body should not make decisions for me no more. Because without your spirit and without your soul being trained, your body is a satanic developer. What? If that body is not controlled, it's under the curse. It's going to operate like everybody else. But because you're born of the Spirit of God and you can renew your mind, renew your conscience, renew your imagination, see yourself healthy. Let me get into scripture again. Romans 12, 1 to 3, Hebrews 4 and 12, 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24. We're talking about sanctification. Health actually is sanctification of the body. Your body is divine to work under a divine system. It has not been stolen from you through the medical field. You gave it to them.
Yeah.
You ready? The Holy Spirit is ready to release on you the wisdom and power of health right now. Look at the verse you give us. 1 John 2:27. You're anointed to be healthy. Say, I'm anointed to be healthy. Look at 1 John 2:27. But the anointing, what you have received of him abideth in you. Look what it says. And you need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing teaches you all things, and is true, and is no lie. And even if taught you, you shall abide in him. You see, the only way you're going to get out this hell storm, you're going to have to do it by the anointing. Because if not, they're not going to let you out. Advertisement are so strong. Then you're going to have a sale on that would make you sick. As soon as you make up your mind, you got a big sale come up. But when you're anointed, you can discern it and say, I don't need this sale because I know how to have money too. Yeah. My. Thank God, body of Christ. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Oh my, man, we've been, y'all can sit there like I'm not saying that, but we've been needing this, partner. The church at large, and the church is laying hand. Well, they're supposed to lay hand, but tell the people how to keep their health. We don't even preach about health. We preach about healing. Health in the Bible. You're anointed to be healthy. Now here's a biggie here. Here's a biggie too. Knowing how to use the weapons of heaven to tear down health stronghold. Yes. Knowing how to use the weapons of heaven, the weapon of our warfare, remember? 2 Corinthians 10:3. Are not carnal, mighty to God, to the pulling down of stronghold, yes, casting down imagination, every high thing exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We need this right now. A stronghold been built for centuries and centuries. Stronghold of wrong thinking, wrong eating, been built. But tonight, the Bible says, pull them down. Where they at? They're in your mind. They're in your conscience. They're in your feeling. Your grandchildren depending on you. Your great-grandchildren depending on you. Do something about it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I've quoted just now, 3-6. Stronghold. Health, stronghold built against your health. What I said?
Stronghold built against my health.
Now, how many understand what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
Huh? See? Now, if you in here and don't believe me, or you online and don't believe me, I don't care. Because I'm going to teach it anyway.
Amen.
Somebody going to hear it.
Yes,
matter of fact, some have already heard it.
Yes,
my sons, I was out training my son, my inner circle, and ministering to them. And I ministered to them on health every day. I said, now go teach these people about health.
Yes,
from different part of the world, they're going to teach them about health. Now, write this down. Now, press into your health at all costs.
Yes,
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 15. Press into your health at all costs. Who don't want to eat with you? Who don't want to party with you? After a while, they're going to come to you and ask you, what is it? How you did it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this world, look, this world, they're going to frown on you. They're going to clown on you. But don't make no difference. You just can't afford to be stupid when the Spirit of God have spoken to you. Come alive. Follow what the Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. I know the Holy Spirit will help you. Holy Spirit, help me to eat right. Help me to think right. Help me to walk right. Help me to help my body.
Amen.
Some of y'all ain't said nothing. Y'all ain't said nothing. You don't want no help?
Hallelujah.
Press. Let me say it. Go to Philippians 3:12. Press for your help. Not though I've already obtained, either was already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend it for that which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. Go to the 13th verse. It's 12 through 15. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Come on, go to the next verse. Oh, Jesus. Verse 14. I press. See, this is a pressing issue here. You ain't got a lot of crowd out there, a lot of blockage out there, a lot of Jericho walls and Red Seas out there. But you got to cross in the supernatural. You got to realize that God is talking to me. You got to recognize that I'm anointed for this. I got to destroy these yoking, remove these burdens off of my life, off of my family life. I'm anointed to be healthy. I'm not receiving them lies no more. I'm not going under the knife another time without checking with God and find out what I could do. Y'all just lay down on that table. Don't lay out on that doggone table. Ask some questions. Find out what God say about it. Find out what you can do. I've told people and told them, say, Doc, give me 2 weeks. I'll be back. They went back, check them over again. Nothing, they couldn't find nothing. Tumors. Blockage. I'm not against doctor, but I'm against you being cut for no reason. I had a doctor told me some years ago, let's go right now. I'm going. I said, no, we ain't going nowhere. I'll see you. My son, Montreal, he was with me. I've been in the hospital 30 years ago, and they had me with all kind of stuff. And I said, man, it's time to go now. I said, I'm putting off, he's going to die. I said, I'll see you. That's 30-something years ago.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I went to a doctor. The doctor said, Ms. Thompson, something grew in your body. One line wasn't working, but a new one grew around it. He said, yeah, it is. I'm not perfect. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm ministering to you that no matter, forgetting the thing behind. But now you can make new decisions. You don't not condemnation, courage. I want you to have courage. I don't want you to be condemned because you had something. I want you to have some courage to turn it down the next time. Because if he can condemn you, he's going to keep you going back and back. Don't get condemned. Don't go home worried about this thing.
Amen.
Just know you know some truth now.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me close with one or two more.
Hallelujah.
In order for Jesus to be your doctor, you will have to learn how to function in the law of priorities. Let's wrap up how to focus on this pathway to supernatural help. Focus on the power of the unseen kingdom, on the greatness of God, on God's plan, and by knowing only one thing is necessary. And that's that woman in Luke 10, 41, 42. She sat down at Jesus' feet and heard his word, and Jesus said, it shall not be taken from her. And that's what you're doing right now. The key to divine help is priorities and concentration. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I think health is in that number. And all these things to be added to you. It's in there. Jesus, oh, y'all got to hear this. Jesus wore his body right. Jesus wore, like this suit I'm wearing it. Jesus wore his body properly. So from this night, you're going to know how to wear your body properly. You can wear your body properly in health. For your health is already planned and already paid for. What I say? It's already paid for. See, you're supposed to wear this body. This body don't supposed to wear you. You the one got to protect this body with wisdom and understanding, insight. Mm-hmm. You had the revelation of how to take care of your body back to Matthew 4:4. You got it? Let me tell you what I said. What happened when your faith meet Jesus, the real doctor? No matter what the other doctors have said or what they've done, when you turn it over to Jesus, he supernaturally, miraculously make change, because actually you're wearing a supernatural body. It's a body design. When I first read this some years ago, you got a body design on the inside. You got physicians on the inside of you. I had no idea all this stuff was in my body. And that food has something to do with it. Study. Don't be a dummy. Don't just sit there and take with it. Don't be a dummy. I don't want no memo of what it's like being a dummy. I don't want no memo on the line. None of y'all, partner. Don't be a dummy. Study. Ask some questions. Don't talk to stupid people. Don't talk to people talking about, God, you got to have something. Get out of my face. Now, I'm closing, but there's anointing on this house tonight. See? Because you're not condemned. I come to give you courage. I'm telling you, it don't have to be that way. The text tells you, it don't matter how long it been. Length of time don't mean nothing to the spirit. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you are designed to live in hell. Fight the good fight of faith. And lay hold of your help. Yes, sir. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Fight. Faith. Yes. Don't just roll over and go with everybody else.
Amen.
You've been trained. You've been taught. Millions of Christians never hear nothing like this. Never. They never. You know, because you can't be popular preaching this.
That's right.
People leave. They won't go. I'm going to another church. See, I got enough people in your train. See, I'm going, man. I'm just shaking your pills up too much. So I want you to leave here with a clear conscience, under conviction that I could do this. Step by step, the Holy Spirit is going to help you. I mean, he's trained you in training now, child. You in training in turbo territory. You in training. So I'm standing with you as the apostle of Jesus Christ. I got my faith out. I'm praying for you every day, hours. Everybody under the sound of my voice. I call partners on the line. I call Word of Life. I call everybody I know. Just pray. God's. You see what I'm saying? Some of y'all name come up sometimes. Most of the time I know when you're dealing with up, I wouldn't be much of a pastor.
Amen.
See? I don't always have to say it, I just pray.
Yeah.
Are you following?
Yes,
sir. So I'm expecting everybody in here, before you leave out this town, I'm talking about this world system, you're going to have a healthy body.
Yeah.
I don't care what the disease is. I don't care what the sickness is. I don't care how long it's been there. I don't care how many in your family have had it. Thank what the Lord have said to you tonight. And that word worked.
Yes,
how many of y'all know the word worked?
Yes.
Well, the word have come. Hold your hand up. The word have come to you tonight.
Yes,
you are in a different position tonight.
Yes,
you met the real doctor.
Yes,
his name is Jesus. He never, never lost a kid. He wore his body right. He never was sick. Then when he met somebody sick, he said, I'm going to make you like me. I met him. How many of y'all met him? I met him. How many of y'all met him? Your reason for meeting him, he want to make you just like him. Let him do it. Let him do it. From this night forward, come on, son, you're going to take steps of help. Without being condemned, without just worrying about that doggone fool. Don't worry about it. Because see, that's what he used in the block. He'll block you because you say food, and he'll block it because you think about the best thing. I mean, not the best, but the worst thing you lack. The worst thing you lack. I've been there. I've been there. And I still got to deal with it. I ain't no perfect man, but I ain't stupid either. I find the truth out, and this church gonna know the truth.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God can turn things around. That man standing right over there, his wife and her sister stood. The doctors had they were through. They were unplugged. She said, "Wait a little while. Hey, you standing up over there? You alive? You know you were there. He can do it." And then I want you to know, there are some people in this church following my orders. I know it. I know that. There are some following my orders already. They're doing it now. Especially when I told them to eat a little chicken. Boy, they're with me now. Oh, hallelujah. They said hallelujah a little louder when I said that, didn't they? All right, God bless you. Go ahead, Junior. God bless you. God bless you.